listener production.
Hi, it's Dan Fleck here with the latest. A former Australian soldier has been arrested and is expected to be charged with a war crime. It'll be claimed the 41-year-old murdered an Afghan man while deployed to the country. He was arrested in New South Wales today as part of a joint investigation and faces the prospect of life in prison if found guilty. Welfare payments increased today for more than 4.5 million Aussies. Those on JobSeeker will receive an extra $1.77 a day, while age, disability and carer payments will increase by $37.50 a fortnight for singles and $56.40 for couples. The Prime Minister has been asked if there's been a single suburb in Australia where power prices have been reduced since his government took power. However, PM Anthony Albanese hasn't really answered the question when responding to the opposition leader's question in Parliament.
Why is he incapable of asking a single positive question?
Some concerning developments on the Queensland homelessness crisis. It's risen by 22% over the past 5 years, three times the national average. A bloke from Melbourne's off to court today, accused of assaulting a federal police officer on a plane in Perth over the weekend. Flight crew called for assistance Saturday after a passenger was allegedly acting aggressively. He had to be tasered after lashing out at an AFP officer who tried to escort him off the aircraft and is now facing the prospect of a maximum 7 years jail. And a global study on happiness has found the pandemic hasn't left us in low spirits. The World Happiness Report interviewed more than 100,000 people across 137 countries and found people's happiness before and during COVID averaged around the same.